Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, a simple way to be a better parent. Well, dear listeners, when my wife and I were raising our two sons, we had a discussion about whether to have a TV in our kitchen and dining room, where we spent most of our time. I thought it would be great to be able to catch a peek at the game while we were doing the nonstop playing, cooking, feeding, cleaning up, diaper changing, playing, babysitting routine of parenting. Hear an adult voice once in a while. My wife, Pammy, who grew up in a family with TVs everywhere, was opposed. Makes for crummy time with the kids, she said. You're watching the tube instead of really being there with them. And there's a great deal of research showing that the quality and quantity of parents' interactions with our kids is very important in the kids' development, both emotionally and intellectually. Pammy won. Our TV lives a lonely life in the basement family room and has for 20 years. And it turns out Pammy was right. Researchers put parents and their 1, 2, or 3-year-old kid in the playroom with or without a TV on. With the TV on, mom or dad spent about 20% less time talking and playing with Junior or Missy. And quality-wise, they were less attentive, active, and responsive, less there with their little person. And other research shows that having a TV in your kid's bedroom is bad for their physical health, too. Kids who watch more TV in their bedrooms are more likely to become obese, have more belly fat, higher triglycerides, and overall greater risk of developing heart disease and diabetes. And other research shows a TV in the grown-up bedroom is a sure way to get less sleep with all the bad stuff from that. Emotional distress, weight gain, shorter life even, etc., etc. So, Pammy, I have to admit, turning off the background TV to keep our little guys running around in the foreground was a wonderful idea. They turned out fantastic. Just one question. Does the fact that my parents probably spent more time being with me than yours did with you mean that I benefited from that and I'm smarter and more emotionally mature than you as a result? Note to self, not smart enough to keep that question to myself. Well, I've probably said enough for this week, dear listeners. Let's see how much time Pammy spends looking at and talking to me when I get home. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.